You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio. This is Clyde J. Gale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and thank you for listening to this podcast. You're listening to a series that I call Clyde's Weird Stuff.
Now that's weird.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry.com.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome back to another outstanding podcast. I'd like to say that today's podcast is sponsored by GoToMeeting.com.
The show the world listens to on a Friday night. This is Now That's Weird with Ross Hemsworth. Visit the show's official website, nowthatsweird.co.uk, and meet the team behind the show. Email the show, Ross, at nowthatsweird.co.uk.
Yeah. phone in. What program do you want to listen to?
That one.
But that's Ross Hemsworth's paranormal program.
Yeah, I know.
But you said that science proves that the paranormal is have a series of rational and logical explanations, therefore denying its existence.
Yeah, I know.
So why do you want to listen to Ross Hemsworth?
Because I'm weird.
Dick, have fun quailing, and don't worry, I promise I won't touch the button. And remember, shoot anything that moves. Bye. Oh, God, this phone's never going to stop. Oval Office, W speaking. Yes? No, I do not want to be a guest on Ross Hemsworth's show. Now that's weird. I spend my evenings on the above top secret forum, making up conspiracy theories. Now, about Project Serpo, if you could bring me up to speed on...
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space itself and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area that we call... Now that's weird.
Weird by name, weird by nature. That's me. Good evening, it's another Friday. Doesn't it come round quick? It's amazing, isn't it? That doesn't seem like that long ago since I was talking to you. And here we are now, a week on, three new guests and a brand new show. Welcome to Now That's Weird. If you haven't tuned in before, it's 3 hours of the very best of the paranormal and the strange and the weird and the wonderful. And certainly last week, we did not get some reaction to those interviews last week. What a big show that was. Paola Harris in the first hour. Masses of emails came through about Paola and about the idea that aliens are already living here on Earth. And then, of course, in the third hour, Simon Gray and that wonderful interview with regards to AboveTopSecret.com. Quite amazing, because Simon has said for many, many years that although he runs a conspiracy forum that has over 1 million hits a month, he didn't actually believe many of the conspiracies himself. But last week he came out and said he really believed that thermite must have been the way the World Trade Center came down. It couldn't possibly have been a plane. And that really did get some reaction. And that, in fact, the podcast has gone up onto AboveTopSecret.com of that interview and is getting some pretty rave reviews at the moment. So well done, everybody. Great that you enjoyed it last week. And great that those guests were able to come on and say what they said. One of the reasons I think Now That's Weird has grown to such a big show with so many listeners is we don't hide any facts on this show. If it's out there, we'll put it out. It's up to you whether you believe what you hear or whether you're sceptical about what you hear. But either way, we bring you the facts as we hear them, and certainly breaking news as it comes through. Now, talking to breaking news, I was sent a link the other day about the government releasing yet more information about UFOs, not only here but also in France. So we'll bring you some more on that as well as we hear it. Apparently, I think it's next week or the week after that information's supposed to be hitting. So we'll try and get Nick Pope back on the show to bring us up to date with what's happening on that. Now, don't forget, end of this month, the last bank holiday rather than the first one, I'm going to be down at the Mystic and Earth Spirit Fair in Glastonbury. You'll be hearing some more about that in a little while. And there's some fantastic guests on the bill. And one man who I met at such an event is actually on the phone now. He's my first guest tonight. His name's Peter Knight. Peter, welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Ross.
Really great to have you on the show, Peter. I watched one of your lectures in Lyme Regis at the Mystic and Earth Spirit Fair there and was absolutely amazed at some of the things you were talking about there. And you've obviously done a lot of work and a lot of research into your topic.
I have indeed. I'm very passionate about the subject of sacred sites and our ancient spiritual heritage, because I really believe that looking to the past will actually help us create a better future for ourselves. So I see it very much in a practical sort of a healing level. You know, the more we look back, the more we can look forward to a better future, I believe.
I agree. Now, you say you're passionate about Britain's ancient past. What do you do regards teaching people our ancient spiritual heritage?
Well, I'm a very hands-on guy. You know, reading books is all very well, but I think the only way to me you can get in touch with the Earth spirit and really uncover what our ancient ancestors were all about is by going out there into the landscape. Go to sacred sites, spend time out in the landscape, and try and experience some of the things our ancient ancestors did. And you can't really do that from reading books. You know, an earth-based spirituality is all about getting out and if you like, facing your divine, you know, face-to-face. In other words, get in touch with the landscape as our ancestors did thousands of years ago.
Now, I saw you in one of the lectures talking about actually talking to these megaliths and talking to stones and actually getting a reaction from them. Explain what you meant by that.
Well, I believe for a start-up, there's inherent spirits at sacred sites, like guardian spirits, and there's elementals which you can get in touch with, but also direct interaction in the form of dowsing and feeling earth energies, and feeling the hands tingle, see the dowsing rods go. To me, it all helps explain, you know, it all helps me prove to me that the landscape is living and living with consciousness, all the things we can experience, you know, and I believe that the landscape all the time is seeking a two-way dialogue with us. So, you know, as well as receiving, we can also give as well, like sending out earth healing. So when I go out to sacred sites, it's all about interaction with a living landscape.
Hmm. No, I tend to agree with that. I've heard a lot of people in Glastonbury talking about a one-to-one dialogue with Mother Nature, which is becoming more and more important as every day goes by. And no matter what people's beliefs are on Mother Nature as a person or a spirit or a consciousness, the fact is we do need to be in contact with that environment.
Well, I think we do. I mean, it doesn't matter what you call your divine, whether you call it God, Allah, Jehovah, the goddess. It's a rose by any other name, I think. I use the term goddess a lot because the ancients often used that term, and because the earth does, in fact, birth us, and she sustains us, doesn't she, and then takes us back into her body at the end. But, I mean, very often that's just a metaphor, if you like, to help us focus. You know, I think we often need something to focus on when we actually can't see something tangibly in front of us. And of course, the concept of an all-giving, nurturing Earth Mother fits very well into this. So yes, I think I'd say the goddess came to be born, really.
Mm. Now, you do a lot of tours out to ancient sites, especially locally here in Somerset and Dorset and that area. What is it you try to achieve when you take people out to these sacred sites?
Well, I try to give people a holistic view of sacred sites. I do a bit of archaeology. I know my archaeology, and I think that's the reason that I get accepted by archaeological societies that I go to, because I know my background in archaeology, but that's where I go out on a limb. I like to try the more alternative things, like searching for ley lines. You know, we do a lot of dowsing. We do a lot of sensing. We usually end up doing a healing circle at the end of the day, and perhaps some drumming and dancing, really interactive stuff. Depends what the particular event's about, but more than anything else, I want people to go out and experience the land, you know, not just stand there and listen to me prattling on, but to actually interact with the landscape themselves. So all my trips are different, really. You know, summer evening, summer afternoon, we have drumming trips in West Kennet Long Barrow, shamanic gatherings, and all sorts of things to get people connecting with the land once more.
Mm. Now, West Kennet Long Barrow is one of my favourite spiritual sites. I've talked about it on the show quite a few times. Have you ever had any very strange phenomena, events happen to you when you've been in there?
Yes, twice a year I take drumming groups up, and you know, groups up to West Kennet Long Barrow. This year it's for the two full moons in June. And in previous years, people have felt really strange things and seen lights and photographed loads of orbs, those little balls of energy, which you can photograph with digital cameras. So clear, it seemed to be the more we drummed and the more active we were, the more it attracted these elementals. And we have some great evenings, and people have had some really profound experiences, and it's opened up a lot of things, because these were the places where our ancestors interacted with the gods and the goddess. Of course, we've known for some time, I think now, that these so-called, you know, long barrows and tombs, you know, weren't just used for that. They were used for the shamanic practices thousands of years ago. So I don't see it as any sort of woolly-hatted New Age thing going into our long barrows with our digis and our Tibetan bowls and that sort of thing, because I know that that sort of thing, you know, as regards interacting musically and in a sensory way, happened at West Kennet Long Barrow thousands of years ago.
No, I agree with you. We've had some very strange experiences in there, contacts, all sorts of things, but as some of my listeners will know if they listen to the program regularly, we had one particular experience where we turned up with a ghost hunting team, of all things. We were doing an investigation of the Red Lion at Avebury, and we walked in. Somebody came up with the idea to go over there about 12:30 at night to see whether we could photograph spirit. And as we walked in, there was this young New Age couple sitting in there, and he had a didgeridoo. And we said, oh, sorry if we disturbed you. He said, no, he said, you're the people that come in here to talk to spirit, aren't you? We were told to come here and play you a certain frequency which will help you. We were knocked out by that he seemed to know we were coming. And then when he started playing this didgeridoo, there was a certain frequency that obviously set off the action, because we never had a night like it. It was absolutely amazing. Orbs everywhere and contact and the clairvoyance into trance and all sorts.
Chanting and music and drumming certainly enhances the energy of the sacred site. And of course we know that's a definite, archaeologists have proven that, you know, music was a part of our ancient spirituality, and you know, in warmer climes, remains of drums and drumsticks have been found. And Paul Devereux proves with the experiments years ago that a lot of our ancient tombs, the Long Barrows and the Chamber Tombs in Britain, were constructed with the acoustics in mind.
Hmm, exactly right. Yeah, acoustics played a major part. Now, we're coming up for a break in just a moment, so just very quickly, give us a website address that people can check out.
Yeah, it's www.stoneseeker.net. Stoneseeker.net, and that's got details of the work I do, all the events coming up, the field trips and the talks, and lots of interesting you know, articles and contributions about our ancient heritage.
That's brilliant. You can find out about his tours on there as well. We're going to come back and talk some more with Peter in just a moment. That website again, www.stoneseeker.net. We're going to be talking after the break about some of the some other experiences that Peter's had in his travels, also talking about his tours and how you can join him on them, and about his brand new book, 13 Moons, which, although a fictional work, is based, I think, on some things that have actually happened to him, and we'll talk some more about that as well. So stick with us, and coming up in hour two tonight, we're going to be talking to Jeff Richardson from the Y-Files, and some amazing stuff about UFOs and conspiracies coming up there. And then hour three, Michelle Whitedove, a medical intuitive and clairvoyant, joins us. Stay tuned, you're listening to me, Ross Emsworth. This is Now That's Weird.
Now That's Weird.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and let's take a break from today's show. I've got a very important message for you. You know, these days, whether you're in business or simply want to share something on a computer with your friends or family, email and voicemail sometimes just isn't enough. That's why you should try GoToMeeting, a web conferencing solution that will revolutionize how you communicate with your business associates, family, and friends. You know, I've tried this thing, folks, and it's just like you're in the same room. You can share your computer screen. You can pass keyboard and mouse control over to another member. You can even draw and highlight on the screen. And here's the wonderful thing, low flat fee pricing. It lets you meet as often as you want for as long as you need instead of worrying about those minute-to-minute costs. Try it yourself free for 45 days. Just visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. Again, that's gotomeeting.com/podcast. You really got to give it a try today, all right?
Glastonbury Fairs presents the Mystic and Earth Spirit Fair at Glastonbury Town Hall on Saturday 26th and Sunday 27th of May from 10 till 6 p.m. There are free talks, lectures and demonstrations featuring Jeff Ward, Malcolm Robinson, Peter Knight, Celia Gunn, Isatreya, Free Rob Cannabis, Ishaya Monks and special guest Ralph Ellis, who will be speaking on the tombs of King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba, as well as Skota, the Egyptian Queen of the Scots. GlastonburyRadio.net will be broadcasting live from this two-day event. So come down and meet some of the personalities behind the voices. Admission is just £3 and all accompanied children are free. In the evening, there's a magical Avalonian May Ball and Celtic Cayley on Sunday 27th of May from 7:30 p.m. with the Kangaroo Kylie Band. Tickets are available from Changing World Music inside Gothic Image in Glastonbury for just £7, £9 on the door.
Visit the show's official website, nowthatsweird.co.uk, and meet the team behind the show.
You certainly can, yes. Lulu as well up on the website now. Nowthatsweird.co.uk. Yes, many of you will know if you listen regularly. We have Lulu the cat who walks in every now and again and makes lots of noise on air. Rather than hide it from everyone and pretend we're in this sterile studio, we show you how it is. And what's more, you're going to be able to see how it is very soon, because we're going to be taking Now That's Weird onto television. We're bringing it to you live via GlastonburyTelevision.com, and we're going to be, if you have a look at the site now, they've sort of set it up ready to go. And what will happen is there'll be a couple of webcams in here, and you'll be able to see what's happening, and you'll be able to see what we do when we're doing the show. And if that turns you on, if it doesn't, you can just listen to it on the radio, which I always say I've got the perfect face for radio, so I'm not sure that webcams are going to do it for you, but there you go, we'll see. I'm also going to point one of the webcams out at the view we've got from here of the Glastonbury Tour, which is absolutely amazing from here, and as I look out the window at the moment, I see all the lights twinkling in the distance, it's lovely. Right, let me welcome back my guest. My guest tonight on the first hour of the show is Peter Knight. Peter, welcome back.
Thank you, Ross.
It's so nice just to be able to sit here and look out the window and just see that view. It's gorgeous. But there's something about these megalithic sites and these monuments that really sort of send tingles up our back, aren't there?
It does indeed. They really are. They've been described as portals of eternity. They are sort of interfaces where we can react with something that is not in sort of our reality, but which sometimes perhaps flickers into our reality. They're sort of conduits, if you like, where we can briefly glimpse things going on in other realms. You know, there literally are passage places where we can go physically and spiritually to other realms temporarily, if we go there with the right intent, of course.
Well, somebody said to me when I first came down here that Glastonbury Tor is like a receiver and a transmitter. It actually sends out energy and brings back energy from the higher planes. Would you go along with that?
I certainly would. I think there's a lot of places across the world which seem to be particularly powerful, whether you call them chakra points, whether you call them, you know, particularly, you know, places like Jerusalem, Table Mountain, Glastonbury Tor is a good example, of course. And there are certain places, I think, that thousands of years ago our ancients felt that were particularly special. Of course, it's chicken or the egg, isn't it? You know, does man create these sacred places, or does man merely sort of home in onto something that's actually a natural process? Because ultimately everything that is spiritual is a natural process, and vice versa.
I agree. Now, how can looking into the past help us today, do you think?
Well, I think one of the things raised in 13 Moons is that I think ultimately that getting in touch with the earth in a more spiritual way will ultimately be man's only way of survival. Because let's face it, we've been raping and abusing the earth for thousands of years now. But let's think about it. If we start looking at the earth as a spiritual being, and if we start loving and nurturing her again, how can we possibly, destroy her? And especially if we regard us as being part of the land, because we are umbilically connected to the land, whether we know it or not. And, of course, we've severed that connection, and we can see the damages all around us.
Hmm.
So, ultimately, paganism is often looked down on a bit, isn't it? You know, people think Buddhism's pretty cool, you know, and some other organized, you know, some New Age religions, yoga and all meditation and that sort of thing. But I think, ultimately, looking at the earth spiritually from a more pagan point of view will ultimately turn out to be man's surest way of survival, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, you were mentioning there about 13 Moons. Let's just have a quick look at that, if we may, because most of your books have been factual, but the new one is a novel. What's it all about?
It's basically about a guy who goes to a sacred site one night, hasn't got a clue why he's going to be there, and all of a sudden starts hearing voices in her head who professes to be the Earth Goddess, as you do. And over the next 13 moons, the Earth Goddess reveals to him, speaks to him, giving him the true meanings to various things like the Grail, Mary Magdalene, crop circles, ley lines, earth energies, what the human experience is really about, why we're really here, and why the goddess, you know, has created this earth. And there's a lot of humor in there. People often take their spirituality very seriously, but the goddess says to our hero in the book, you know, I must have a sense of humor. I did create mankind after all. You know, and he says, well, he must have been in a funny mood that day. It's a message I think needs to get across. And my books before have been factual, for sure. I wanted to reach the masses. And, of course, inspired by the Da Vinci Code and the Solitude Prophecy, I thought, well, let's put all this ancient wisdom in the form of a novel. And it's also enabled me to get some of my own experiences in there as well.
I think it's a good idea. It's a good way of getting people into what you're doing, but also getting the truth across. So, I welcome that. Now, where can people get hold of 13 Moons?
Well, it's available at quite a lot of shops around Glastonbury. You can also get it via my website, or you can even get it off amazon.co.uk. It's pretty generally available. Signed copies can be get direct from me, of course, via the website. And it's been critically very well received. I'm very pleased with the message. It seems to have hit a note with people. And I'm really passionate about the book, because, of course, I'm passionate about getting the messages across and what the human experience is really about, which ultimately, I think, is actually the goddess seeking to know herself. We are part of that great unfolding.
I think you're right. And it was interesting you mentioned about chakra points earlier and things around the earth, because one of the things we've been doing on Glastonbury Radio is bringing together some of the spiritual centres. We've had people from Sedona on the programme. We've had people from Cape Town and Johannesburg on the programme, from Mumbai in India on the programme, on Glastonbury Today, which is a daytime show I do on Mondays and Wednesdays. And the whole point of that is connecting these spiritual centres. And I'm probably along the same lines as you in that I think that's what needs to happen now to help us rebuild the damage that's been done.
Well, I think so. I think one of the in one of the chapters, the goddess takes him to a sacred site and teaches him about the play of weird, W-Y-R-D, and that everything is connected, just like a spider's web, the great cosmic spider's web. So whatever we think or see or act, and when we all connect together, has this rippling effect right across the universe. you know, because thoughts equal manifestations. So if we send positivity out enough, it will definitely have a positive effect. And let's face it, we need a lot of positivity in the world today.
Don't we just? There's so much negativity around everybody at the moment, and I've been preaching that for some time. Now, how do you feel this type of interaction can ultimately benefit the planet over the longer term?
I think because the more we look into nature, the more we actually see the same processes in nature actually in our own body, and what happens in our human body, ultimately you see out in nature, then you really begin to appreciate that you and nature are not separate. You are the same. You know, the fact we have this big computer, you know, sitting on our shoulders is really the only thing that differentiates us. And of course, that big computer on our shoulders is able to dig deeper into and connect more greatly with the Earth consciousness, the greater consciousness. But ultimately, you know, we are all one, and I think the more we look at ancient religions and ancient spiritualities, we realize that they all had a close connection with planet Earth. Mm. And, you know, I think this is the only way ahead.
Now, when I look through 13 Moons, I get the feeling it might be semi-autobiographical. Do you feel it was written
yes,
that way?
Yes, it is. I've written a lot of my own experiences in there. That's why there's sort of such a lot of weird humour in there. And people have been ringing me up saying, oh, I love the book. You know, there's such a lot of humour in there. And straight away I said to them, I hope you're right. I hope you're laughing at the bits I actually intended you to. But yes, a lot of my own experiences I've got into the book via my hero. And I'll leave readers to make up their minds which aren't. And of course, using a novel, I can sort of put in a lot of facets, a lot of experiences which I know have happened to other people, and bring in a lot of wisdom from other wise souls on this planet, which of course I haven't directly experienced myself yet. But yes, a novel gives you a lot of artistic license as well. So it was great fun to write. And of course, there's about 76 sacred sites mentioned in the book across Europe. It goes to Roslyn, Stonehenge, Ireland, Brittany. And, of course, I had to go to all of those sites to write about them and tune into them firsthand. When I went to most of these sites, I didn't even know which chapter they were going to be about, you know, what the subject was going to be. And this is one of the examples that we can go to sites and actually let the site talk to us.
And what were you trying to achieve with the book, and who did you aim it at, if it was particularly aimed in a certain direction?
I aimed it at the general public. I've aimed it at the whole of mankind. You know, it's been critically received very well by a pagan audience, by the spiritual audience. They've all been very kind, and they're loving it because, you know, I know my stuff, I know my archaeology and my sacred sites. But the people I've been aiming it at is the general public. That was the reason the Da Vinci Code was a great success. It wasn't an alternative novel, was it? It was aimed at the mass market. And to me, those are the people, you know, we really need to convert. So the book isn't aimed at the converted. It's aimed at people, I hope, need to receive the wisdom.
Okay, let's go to the emails. First one comes in from Jed in New Jersey, regular listener to us over there in America. And he says, very interesting what your guest was saying about talking to megaliths and stones, but doesn't he feel slightly silly talking to a rock?
No, not at all. I'm sure your reader, your listener in America, you may know that everything on a quantum physics level, everything is energy. Everything is energy, or else it doesn't exist. So when I'm touching a stone or talking to a stone, I know that that's, you know, some aspect of the divine is in that stone. You know, the goddess hasn't separated great chunks of herself and thrown them down to earth. Everything we see possesses consciousness. Everything is composed of swirling atoms. There's no such thing as a solid object in the whole universe. So, you know, when I go and interact with these stones, I don't see a solid, dead, cold stone in front of me. And that's exactly the attitude that I know our ancient ancestors had. A stone is alive. It's vibrant with earth energies and the consciousness of the goddess.
Mm. Now, you sort of had some humour in your lecture when you were talking about this, because you said stones don't react very quickly. You can sort of ask them a question, and it's about 10 years later when they answer you.
Yes, a bit like a politician, really, isn't it?
Well, that's true.
But at least you get an answer off a stone. Well, it's like the cosmic kitchen, you know. Sometimes the answers take a lot to come. I like this thing about the cosmic kitchen. You know, our beliefs manifest things, and we ask questions, and sometimes they come back sometime later. You know, the cosmic kitchen, you know, we place our order into the cosmic kitchen and it comes back sooner or later on our life table of experiences. You know, whatever we send in as a question will eventually come back. But sometimes we have to set, it takes time to get all the little bits of the jigsaw placed together. So, you know, if thoughts create manifestation, you know, and what we send into the cosmic kitchen will ultimately come out, let's do it consciously, because the process is going to happen anyway. So why think negatively? I mean, between you and me, and I know you've heard a lot of conspiracies on this show, I don't generally get into conspiracies. I did years ago. And I asked one of my friends who was into conspiracies once, and said, what do you feel when you uncover something, you know, that, about the Illuminati and all this Diana stuff and that the 9/11, that everything's been kept from you? I said, does it make you feel better? Does it make you feel happy? And he says, no, it actually makes me feel worse. And the goddess makes the point in the book, you're either in a state of fear or else you're in a state of love. There's nothing in between, folks. That's what I believe.
Mm.
So I'm not saying we shouldn't delve and we shouldn't question authority and we shouldn't look into things more deeply and we shouldn't take things as read. But I'm trying to get the planet into a state of love rather than fear. And to me, the best way to fight the organisers who are so-called putting these conspiracies up, I think, is to ignore them.
It's a good viewpoint, Peter, but one thing I've learnt now, having done this show for over 18 months now, we've noticed that quite a few of these things that start as conspiracy theories actually then break as news further down the line. So although a lot of them are made up and are negative,
I'm a great believer that the truth will come out, and I'm a great believer in karma. If somebody's pulling some crap around somewhere around the, you know, and covering the wool of our eyes, I have great faith in the universe that the truth will come out. Mm. And I see it coming out as a natural process.
I agree. I've got to stop you there because we need to go into a break. We'll come back and talk some more about this in just a moment. My guest is Peter Knight. If you want to email into the show, usual address, studio@glastonburyradio.net. Get those emails coming in now, and we'll be back right after this.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. Plus, enter promo code BLU38 when you check out and save an additional 10% on your order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forbidden Knowledge Conference comes to Glastonbury on Saturday, July the 14th. Amongst the guests are Nick Pope, the former UK government UFO investigator known as the UK's own Fox Mulder, Paul Devereaux, TV presenter, author and expert on ley lines and earth energies, Tim Wallace Murphy, the world's leading authority on the Knights Templars, Peter Knight, author of the book 13 Moons and an expert on local ancient sites and mysteries, Anne Andrews, mother of the alien abductee known as the Indigo Child, Jason Andrews, Ralph Harvey, the UK granddaddy of witchcraft and head of the Order of Artemis. And top of the bill, Ray L, leader of the Raelian movement, who hit the headlines recently by claiming they had the world's first human cloned baby. It is extremely rare to see Ray L talking in the UK at this type of event, so this is a must not miss. Book your tickets now on 07990 797 979. That's 07990 797 979, or visit glastonburyfairs.co.uk. That's glastonburyfairs, spelled FAYRES.co.uk. Don't miss out, tickets are selling fast. Glastonbury Fairs presents the Mystic and Earth Spirit Fair at Glastonbury Town Hall on Saturday 26th and Sunday 27th of May from 10 till 6 p.m. There are free talks, lectures and demonstrations featuring Jeff Ward, Malcolm Robinson, Peter Knight, Celia Gunn, Issa Treya, Free Rob Cannabis, Ishaya Monks and special guest Ralph Ellis, who will be speaking on the tombs of King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba, as well as Skota, the Egyptian Queen of the Scots. GlastonburyRadio.net will be broadcasting live from this two-day event. Come down and meet some of the personalities behind the voices. Admission is just £3 and all accompanied children are free. In the evening, there's a magical Avalonian May Ball and Celtic Kalian, Sunday 27th of May from 7:30 p.m. with the Kangaroo Kylie Band. Tickets are available from Changing World Music inside Gothic Image in Glastonbury for just £7, £9 on the door.
For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard-to-get information behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents.
Would you like to advertise on one of the fastest growing radio stations in the world? The amazing opportunity comes with GlastonburyRadio.net to advertise from just £50 per month. How cheap is that to get to a world audience and sell your goods online as well as locally in Glastonbury? Just give us a call for more details on 0871 871 3666 or email studio@glastonburyradio.net and find out why so many people are choosing to advertise online. Tune in online at www.glastonburyradio.net. Why?
Because it's a net, net thing.
Email the show, Ross, at nowthatsweird.co.uk.
Yes, and don't forget to check out the website, www.nowthatsweird.co.uk. Tells you all about some of the guests coming up, guests we've had in the past, and all about the show, about the team behind the show, and where we go out. Because don't forget, we go out all over the world, not just on Glastonbury Radio. We go on FM in America. We go out on internet stations across the world as well, which is why we have so many listeners to the programme. Absolutely amazing. And thank you all for taking the time to tune in. But it's become known, you know, as the show that the world listens to on a Friday night. People have stopped going to discos now to stay in and listen to the show. How good's that? Right, don't forget, get those emails coming in now for Peter Knight, my guest in this first hour of the show. Still to come on the show tonight, Jeff Richardson from The Y-Files, an amazing site, which you can check out a little later on in the programme. And then Michelle Whitedove joining me from America, live on the phone for hour three of the programme tonight. So let's get back to Peter. Peter, welcome back to the programme. Now, we were talking about talking to stones there before the break. Now, something that I suppose I've done for some time without really giving too much thought to it, because I'll sit and contemplate on a site, especially at Avebury. I love Avebury. I'll sit there and I'll put messages out to the universe and try to make things happen. And this is something you've believed in for some time, isn't it?
Oh, I certainly have. It's part of this web of weird I mentioned earlier on, and the cosmic kitchen thing. You put something out to the universe, and it'll come back in manifestation. And of course, the only reason it doesn't appear to work sometimes is, of course, you know, we might have a positive thought about something, but of course, you know, and we might have a nice meditation and go to a nice workshop for a weekend, you know, at the Goddess Conference or wherever, and then of course, you know, we might feel really positive and send lots of stuff out to the universe, and then of course we get back to our job Monday morning, and you know, and all the first bill comes in, and straight away we replace that with an equal amount, at least an equal amount of negativity, which is why it's important to stay focused on our dreams all the time. Mm. And realize, I always think, that you're always in exactly the right place, you know, because I say, you know, there's no anarchy in the universe. We're always where we're exactly meant to be, and although it doesn't always appear to be so, from the moment I realize that we are always in the right place, you know, we can't fail to be, then life just seems to be a little bit more cooler.
Mm. I think that's right as well, and what you churn out, you get back. You know, if you're attacking people all the time, being nasty, doing things underhand, then that's probably pretty much what's going to come back at you as well. Whereas people that are out there, they're happy and they're positive, they do seem to get it back. Now, that brings me on to my next subject, which is a film that's doing the rounds at the moment called The Secret. Have you seen it?
I've seen part of it, yeah. I've got the DVD. I probably shouldn't mention that, should I? It's probably illegal.
I think most of us have got a copy now, but if any of the listeners have seen this film...
interesting, and it uses this cosmic kitchen thing again.
It does, yeah.
I think we constantly leave it. I mean, you know, great scholars have been saying that this is how the universe works for the last 2,000 years, but of course there's different... generations come along. We need the message telling again and again. I mean, to me, there's no new knowledge on this planet at all, and there never will be. All that we've got to progress, you know, into, you know, wonderful, wise beings is all around us.
Mm.
And, you know, different prophets and gurus have basically been saying the same message for thousands of years, and the bottom line is just love yourself.
Exactly. Well, the film The Secret, for those that haven't seen it, I'm not going to give too much away, because obviously that would spoil it for you, but it does give what they call is the ultimate secret, the ultimate knowledge, and many of us have already spoken about this on the air with the various things that we're talking about over the course of Now That's Weird, and certainly tonight with Peter. But one of the things that intrigued me was the way that it was put across by certain people. There were one or two people in the programme that I thought were really good and I'd like to get on the show, and yet some of it came across like an American sales video to me.
It did a bit, yes. It's funny enough, the first book I ever bought was Louise Hay, Heal Your Life, and I still think it's a crack book. And but yes, a lot of it did look a bit sales-speaky. But again, you know, it's probably, let's face it, it's aimed at the American market, basically, you know, and more than anything else. So that probably explains the reason for that. But I think we have to look behind, you know, the sales pitch approach, and we just have to see that there is, you know, there is a lot of wisdom in that film.
Yeah. I think the thing that annoyed me more than anything was they were looking at the materialistic gain from The Secret, i.e. look at my big swimming pool, look at my big car, look
at
my big
house.
That's
the American way, isn't it? That's how they measure success and happiness, unfortunately.
Mm.
And if it works for you, it works for you. If having a big swimming pool and a big car is your ultimate dream, then hold on to your dream. You know, some of the most wisest people on this planet have also been the most impoverished, like Gandhi, you know. But some of our gurus, of course, have been driving around with 10 Rolls Royces. So, you know, we shouldn't judge anybody because we don't know the higher picture.
No, I agree.
Happens for a reason. So,
well, yeah, we had a gentleman come down here the other day, Peter, called Lama Kenpo Rinpoche.
That's quite a name.
It's a hell of a name, and I'm pleased that I remembered it. But he was here in the studio doing Beautiful Radio with Angela Long this week, and he was telling me about some of the things in Nepal and Tibet. And obviously, very, very spiritual person. But they take this as read. This cosmic ordering is just, it's there. There's absolutely no question. Now, if we'd have gone back, say, 5 years ago, people would be very sceptical. Listeners would be listening to this radio show going, oh, this is all a load of rubbish. But we know now, 5 years on, that even people like Noel Edmonds, who was one of the greatest critics of the paranormal and anything strange, is now preaching cosmic ordering wherever he goes.
That's right. I've seen his book. Yeah. So I think it's the thing, because you have to realize it through personal experience. You know, you have to have that Gnosis moment, you know, you have to have that Neo moment, you know, like, you know, in the film, where you suddenly see everything as it really is. But you have to experience that. Nobody can teach it you. You know, I take some cynics dowsing sometimes, you know, they're all, you know, I don't understand these earth energies because I can't see them.
Mm.
The first time their pendulum swings or their dowsing rod moves, that's their Gnosis moment, you know.
Exactly.
It's a personal thing.
That's right.
So I don't put down any doubters or any skeptics, because, you know, that they're just not ready to receive the information yet, that's all, and hopefully one day they will be.
I agree. Okay, we need to take another break. My guest is Peter Knight. Get those emails coming in from now, studio@glastonburyradio.net or ross@nowthatsweird.co.uk, whichever one you want, both come through to us. You're listening to Now That's Weird with me, Ross Hemsworth.
Log on to Mystery Play Internet Radio for the live show, Mystery Play Live, every Saturday, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time Zone.
Visit the show's official website, nowthatsweird.co.uk, and meet the team behind the show. Email the show, ross@nowthatsweird.co.uk.
So then, what program do you want to listen to?
That one.
But that's Ross Hemsworth's paranormal program.
Yeah, I know.
But you said that science proves that the paranormal has a series of rational and logical explanations, therefore denying its existence.
Yeah, I know.
So why do you want to listen to Ross Hemsworth?
Because I'm weird.
For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard-to-get information behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents. The Connections magazines are the leading independent free guide to personal development, natural therapies, and all things mystic. The three regional magazines cover the Southwest, London and Southeast, and the Midlands, with articles and columns by many well-known people, including Dr. Alan Sweeney, Barbara Brennan, Gerd Lange, Karen Kay, Gail Force, and many more. Why not advertise your therapies, centers, courses and workshops, holidays and retreats, readings, products for sale, or tanning and therapy centers with us to our thousands of like-minded readers. See theconnections.co.uk or phone 01747 823 424.
Now that's weird.
Zoink, Scoob! I smell something weird!
It's not weird. It's Ross Hemsworth.
You're listening to Now That's Weird with Ross Hemsworth.
If you love the paranormal, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, abductions, anything of that ilk, you should be a member of the above topsecret.com forum. The ATS forums contain the very best and the latest in news of the paranormal. And now That's Weird has its own forum within the ATS setup. So get on there now at abovetopsecret.com and see what you've been missing.
Hi, this is your own pal, Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They make me feel f***ing normal.
Ross Hemsworth presents Now That's Weird.
Yes, welcome back to the show. It is me. It's Friday night and we're in the first hour. My guest is Peter Knight and his website, www.stoneseeker.net. Do check it out. It's really, really interesting stuff. Now, we've got a couple of emails, Peter, I want to go into just before we start the next section. The first one comes from, it's from my co-presenter of Glastonbury Today Live on Mondays. It's Michael Dixon. He said, "Hi, it's your co-presenter Michael here. I'm just editing a program. Went to do the emails, tuned in, and I'm now stuck listening to Peter Knight. Very interesting, something I'm completely in tune with. Say hello to him from me, and although I've got to get back to work, it's a thoroughly interesting program." There you go, you've got a fan already. Next one comes in. This is from Brian in Wiltshire. Brian said, hold on, the email's gone funny on me. Brian says, "Tuned in, really enjoying the show, and I'm so in tune with your guest."
Oh, that's nice. I think more people are getting into in tune to sort of what I'm into, because it's a gradual unfolding of the truth, and once that snowball starts rolling down the hill, which it is, it's a bit like supermarkets. You know, a few years ago, you couldn't get anything organic in the supermarket, and then the snowball starts rolling, and now people are really, it's taking off. It's wonderful. It gives me great hope for the future.
Another one here. This one's from Wendy in Manchester. She says, "Brilliant show, Ross. Say hello to Peter. He's definitely on the right path."
Oh, thank you. Is it Mandy, was it?
No, Wendy.
Wendy. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you very much indeed.
There you go. Right, let's get back on. We will take some more emails, so keep them coming in, but let's get back on to the main thing here. Now, we were talking earlier about 13 moons, and of course this year there are 13 moons, as you rightly said earlier, two in June. Do you think there's a particular reason for this? Are we moving forward and something strange happening, or is it just something that happens every so often?
No, every 4 or 5 years we get 13 moons, 13 full moons in one month, because of course the lunar month is slightly shorter than the calendar month, so inevitably every now and again you're going to get a full moon right at the start of the month and one right at the end. And it's really funny because when I finished the book just before Christmas and it sort of went ready to go off to the printers, I actually bought my new diary for this year, and it was only then that I noticed that this year has 13 full moons. I thought, yes, how prophetic can that be?
Especially when you've got a book with that title as well.
Oh, exactly. It was uncanny. So it's meant to be. This is one way, whichever way you look at it, this is the year of 13 full moons.
I think you're right, in more ways than one. Right, now, one of the things that you do is you take people out on tours of these stones. What have you got lined up for this year?
Oh, we've got a whole programme of field trips. We're taking people out to Avebury, Stonehenge, Maiden Castle, Winchester, Glastonbury. We're following the St Michael line through Glastonbury and its sacred sites, the Dorset Cursus. I mean, people have been asking me very kindly to appear at a lot of their festivals. The Megalithomania, the Sunrise Festival, and lots of others. So I'm really trying to get the message out there big time this year. And the message has been very well received, I'm glad to say.
That's great. Now, how do people go about getting on your tours?
Sorry, getting on?
Getting on the tours, if they want to come on one of your tours.
Onto my website, yeah, stoneseeker.net. All the details are there. They can email me or they can give me a ring. The details are all on there, and we'd love to have them along.
Oh, I've just been sent a web link for GlastonburyRadio.com, which shouldn't be showing where it's showing. How weird's that? I shall have a look at that in a moment. GlastonburyRadio.net is the correct site, but GlastonburyRadio.com should be showing the same thing. For some reason it isn't. Thanks for sending that over to me. Right, now, we were talking earlier about the getting in contact through the ancients. Now, do you feel that man's survival could ultimately depend on us getting closer to the land as we once did?
I certainly do. As I said before, you know, thousands of years ago, our ancient ancestors had a very close connection with the land. And it's often been said, well, look at all the deforestation that occurred in the Neolithic and Bronze Age times. But yes, it did, but that was out of necessity. Necessity, yeah, and that's the difference, you know. We do so much destruction today, which isn't necessary. And our ancient ancestors were in tune, you know. They only took from nature what they needed, and they gave things time to recover. And, of course, we don't do that now. We're like a load of locusts across the planet Earth. So we need to start looking at the planet Earth with the eyes of the ancients. In other words, we must cherish her, we must see her as a living entity, and ultimately we are part of her consciousness.
Sorry, I was just, as you were talking there, I was just picking up on something here, so we'll have a look at that in the break. But no, it's quite strange actually. I think, you know, the consciousness side of things, more and more people are getting in touch with that consciousness, and it's something that's very, very important to people. And I think when you go out on these tours and you go around these megalithic sites, it is opening up people's consciousness in a way that unlike anything before.
Definitely. certainly is. And the more you spend time at sacred sites, the more you'll connect with them. It's a bit like the first time you jump into a swim pool. You wouldn't expect to be an Olympic swimmer, would you? You know, the first time you get on a bike, you probably fall off. But the more time you spend doing these activities, I liken it to a bath sponge. You know, when you put a bath sponge on the top of your bath water, it sits on the top for a few seconds, doesn't it? And then it gradually goes down. Then it gradually goes down as all the water absorbs into it. And that's how I look at spirituality. You know, we have to go out there into the land and soak it all in. It's wonderful.
Isn't it? Get just wet. Right, we're going to take the final break of the hour. You're listening to me, Ross Hemsworth, and this is Now That's Weird. My guest is Peter Knight. If you want to get in contact, just drop us a line right now, studio@glastonburyradio.net. And the GlastonburyRadio.com, and I must say, and I'm not going to put out any negative vibes about this, but it certainly does show someone's true colours, doesn't it? Yes, and I hope you're listening. Right, that's my whinge for tonight. We're going to be back right after this.
Visit the show's official website, nowthatsweird.co.uk, and meet the team behind the show.
The Celtic calendar and lunar wave is specifically designed for those who follow the original 13-month Grove cycle of the solar year. With all the full moon, dark moon and quarter moons clearly marked in its correct Grove, with equinoxes and solstices too, for 2007, it is the old Celtic system which uses the names of the trees as they come into season as the month's Grove's name. Free rainbow with every copy, just place a mirror on the right-hand side. Send an A4 stamped addressed envelope to Celtic Calendars, 85-87, The Broadway, West Ealing, London, W13, 9BP. That's Celtic Calendars, 85-87, The Broadway, West Ealing, London, W13, 9BP.
Would you like to advertise on one of the fastest growing radio stations in the world? The amazing opportunity comes with GlastonburyRadio.net to advertise from just £50 per month. How cheap is that to get to a world audience and sell your goods online as well as locally in Glastonbury? Just give us a call for more details on 0871 871 3666 or email studio@glastonburyradio.net and find out why so many people are choosing to advertise online. Tune in online at www.glastonburyradio.net. Why? Because it's a net thing.
Glastonbury Radio. Radio.
Have you ever ignored a hunch or gut feeling and regretted it later? Now you don't have to. You can have intuition, hunches and gut feelings on demand when you need them. My friend and colleague Dr. Laurie Nadell shows you how in her amazing new book, Dr. Laurie Nadell's Sixth Sense, Unlocking Your Ultimate Mind Power. She's offering more than a dozen bonus gifts that add value to her book, including a training exercise by one of the US military's top psychic spies. You can learn the basics of remote viewing from a master psychic spy, plus she is offering an MP3 audio to get your brain into an intuitive state. This weekend is your last opportunity to receive these incredible bonus gifts when you buy Dr. Laurie Nadell's Sixth Sense, Unlocking Your Ultimate Mind Power on Amazon.co.uk. To claim your bonus gift, sign up at www.unlockyoursixthsense.com/onetimeoffer.html. Scroll to the bottom of the page to sign up for your bonus gifts. That's www.unlockyoursixthsense.com/onetimeoffer.html.
Hello, Mr. Play Internet Radio fan. This is your host, Clive J. Kale. Would you like to listen to some more old-time radio shows? Do you have a particular series you're interested in? Well, then visit our website, www.mystery-otr.net. Again, that's www.mystery-otr.net.
Email the show, ross@nowthatsweird.co.uk.
Okay, I'm going to hand you straight over to Peter, because he's got something he wants to tell us all now. So, Peter, take the airwaves.
Thanks, Ross. I just wanted to, the story of 13 moons is basically the guy who goes out and is contacted by the Earth Mother on 13 full moons, and right at the end of this massive journey undertakes with all this wisdom, she gives him a final passage of knowledge, and she said if mankind could just incorporate this, it'll make the world a better place. So I'd just like to read it out to you. It's the final insight. She says to him, look upon time and as an eternal unfoldment, as now moves from now to another now. Everything is energetic. Everything is alive. Do not see the world how you believed it to be, but rather how it really is. For you are both the lock and the key, my son. You are not only the shadow on the wall, but also the hand that creates it. And more than that, you are the source of the light. For you have always been and you shall always be. For you are eternal. You are pure consciousness. You are pure love. You are the land. You are God. You are the goddess. And he says to her, one last thing, my mother. What will we do when we have at last reached our highest form, when you and I shall at last know ourselves? What will we do, my son? Why, we won't have to do anything. We will simply be.
How poignant is that? Very, very interesting, Peter.
So let's just give you a flavour of the book and the wisdom. And the wisdom isn't all from me either. You know, I don't remember writing a lot of the book. And when I proofread it, I thought, I just don't remember writing this. So, you know, some of my small psychic friends have been telling me, well, perhaps you didn't write large chunks of it. Because it's wisdom that's even new to myself.
Exactly, yeah. This is it. It's what people don't realise is it is the wisdom coming through, isn't it? I've said this for some time, that authors and science fiction writers and whatever, they actually bring this wisdom through and put it out as something which they believe they've written, but in fact it's been channeled to them.
Like every great artist, you know, when an artist makes a great work of art, they often say, well, I just don't know where it came from. You know, the brush is automatic, you know. What
exactly. Exactly right. Right, give us details again of where people can find 13 Moons.
Well, you can find them in a lot of the Glastonbury shops or in your local good book shop. If you want signed copies from me, which I'd rather you did, www.stoneseeker.net. Or it'll be at this weekend's convention that I'm, there's a Mary Magdalene and Da Vinci Code convention that I'm running in Dorchester this weekend. And I'll be there with my books then. Details on my website.
Fantastic. I might try and get down there myself. When's that? All weekend?
Just on the Sunday. Sunday the 6th in Dorchester.
Fantastic. I might try and get down there.
Charles coming down, who's well known around Glastonbury as the priestess of Avalon. Mm-hmm. And a couple of other talks on the Gnostics, Mary Magdalene, the Knights Templar symbolism. So anybody who's into all that, get down to Dorchester.
Excellent. That's brilliant. Yeah, I should do that. That's down on my book already. I've got Dr. Karen Rowles, can't even say the name now, on the programme next week, who's one of the leading Knights Templar experts. She's on the show next Friday, so that's going to be an interesting one as well. Have you ever met Karen?
I haven't, no.
No, she's brilliant. She does a lot of books on the Grail and the Templars and some absolutely amazing stuff there. So I'm sure you'll meet her at some point. Peter, it's been an absolute delight talking to you this evening. We've run out of time, as often is the case on this programme. We don't get time to do enough of the emails, but I think we should have you back on again fairly soon and talk
very
some more.
Thank you for this opportunity, and may I just wish to tell everybody, may your God or Goddess go with you.
That's brilliant. Thank you for that, Peter. We'll speak again very soon.
All the best, Ross.
Take care now. Bye-bye. www.stoneseeker.net is his website. Now, I just want to make a statement, and Penny's probably going to tell me off for saying this, but I'm really annoyed now. I've just seen this www.glastonburyradio.com. Do go and have a look at it, because the prats behind it, and they are prats, and I'll say it quite openly, are having a pop at me, because I'm still a 20% shareholder of Web Radio World Limited. And because I won't just hand over my shares for no money, and because they can't get their hooks into Glastonbury Radio, which has been very successful, they're posting up this libelous information on the website. Now, I'm really actually quite annoyed because I can prove our web stats are 250,000 hits for last month. And Now That's Weird, as all of you know who listen to the show, goes out not just on our radio station, but on an awful lot of other radio stations, including FM across the world, through our syndication company in America. So I'm really, really annoyed that these people are trying to damage the show. And I know, Brewington, that you're listening, and I know, Mackay and Beebe, you're listening. Believe me, you have made a very bad mistake by doing what you've done tonight. You're listening to me, Ross Hemsworth. This is Now That's Weird.
show the world listens to on a Friday night. This is Now That's Weird with Ross Hemsworth.